to call it breaking news, man. I feel like it's more tomfoolery, man. More tomfoolery, just stealing headlines here, man. Stealing headlines. What are we to believe? Are we to believe that this fight is really going to happen? Been so long that it seems like we've been talking about this fight with Terrence Bud Crawford and Manny Pacquiao. I mean, this goes back to when Pacquiao was actually on Top Rank many, many years ago. And I don't know, man. I just feel like, why do we believe this? Why are we still believing that this is a possibility, man? I mean, it just doesn't make sense, man. I'm not trying to be a hater. It just doesn't make any sense, right? Like, if Pacquiao was going to face Crawford, then why not just tell the WBA that that's was your intention so that they don't strip you and elevate Yordani Urgas? You know, those are your intentions. I thought that unifications trump mandatories. And last I checked, Urgas wasn't even a mandatory, right? He's more like he was just the regular. So it was more about Manny telling the WBA, look, I am fighting. They stripped him for inactivity, you know, being out of the ring. But if he's going, you know, if he's going to face Crawford, well, then why would the WBA want to be in the middle of that? Why wouldn't they want to be a part of this quote-unquote large, substantial site fee, right? Like, such a big site fee. Why wouldn't the WBA want a piece of that, Trey? You know, why wouldn't they want a little percent, huh? You know what I mean? I just find it weird that they would strip Pacquiao knowing that he was going to be facing Terrence Bud Crawford. Sounds strange to me. Strange. Now, there's rumors of this fight taking place in May in Abu Dhabi, somewhere in the Middle East. Again, I ask you guys, is this what you believe? Is this what you believe? Do you believe that this many years removed from Top Rank, Manny will do business with Bob Arum and Terrence and give Bob, you know, his biggest fight for Terrence? Those are the hard things that I'm like looking at, that I'm like, is this possible? Is there a way that this could be real? And it just seems very, very far-fetched for me. I don't understand why we keep entertaining it. You know, for me, it's the bait and switch. You know, Bob did this before. He mentioned so many different names, but always put Brooke there. You know, oh, we're trying to get Pacquiao. We're trying to get Kathurman. We're trying to get Ugas. But if anything, Brooke. And we don't even have that, right? Like, we don't even have a, well, if it's not Pacquiao, it's Porter. Which is another thing that he's saying, right? That they're trying to do Porter or Pacquiao. Rather, Pacquiao or Porter, right? And obviously, if Pacquiao decides to take that fight, well, then they're more interested in the Pacquiao fight because obviously it is a lot more lucrative, right? There's a lot more finances involved in that particular matchup. But they are mentioning Pacquiao and Porter, right? So, I mean, I want to dream and hope that if Pacquiao doesn't happen, we end up with Porter the way we ended up with Brooke. Because as of now, there's been no other name other than Pacquiao and Sean Porter. There's really been no mentions of any. I mean, Ryan Garcia, that hype was there for a little bit, and it quickly died away. I know Ryan still wants Pacquiao or Gervonta Tank Davis and no one else, but it doesn't seem like Pacquiao is leaning in the Ryan Garcia direction. You know, those decisions aren't Pacquiao's, obviously. That decision is for Manny to make. I mean, excuse me, it's not Crawford's or Porter's or Bob. It's for Manny to make. And again, it's strange to me that you're going to fight the toughest fight of your career, or one of them, right? Because he faced plenty of great fighters. But he's going to face one of these toughest fights in his career, and he's just going to let them take a belt from him, which, let's be real, it would have gotten him more money. It would have gotten him more money, and it would have gotten him more attention. So interesting that this fight is consistently being talked about, even after Pacquiao was stripped by the WBA. Again, Ugas was not a mandatory, so the WBA could have been instructed, hey, we're negotiating with Terrence Crawford. We're negotiating for a unification. Don't unifications trump mandatories, even though I don't have one because I'm the super champ? Can I get a couple of more months to negotiate? I know I haven't fought in almost 2 years, but I'm trying to fight the pound-for-pound number one welterweight in the world. And that's where I think it gets weird for me. It's like, why wouldn't the WBA give him that time necessary to allow this big fight to happen so that they can be a part of this big fight? And that's why I just don't believe it's going to happen. Again, if you're Manny Pacquiao, now we all know he allegedly asked Bob to give him, what, $40 million and Crawford gets $10 million. Is the deal that Pacquiao is seeking? My thing is, no, Ryan Garcia cannot produce $40 million for Pacquiao. But it's a safer fight. It's a safer fight. You can take that money and still come back to Pacquiao. So Pacquiao is deciding not to do that. He's not facing Ryan first. And there are heavy rumors that he's in negotiations with Bob Arum and Top Rank and Terrence Crawford to make this fight happen. And, I mean, I want to get excited, but we've been here before, man. Like, we've been here before where Bob is telling us we're going to do the Manny fight. We're trying to do the Manny fight. We've even been here where he's telling us that the Middle East is interested in this fight. It's not like this is the first time he said it on this show before. So I don't know what's changed. I don't know that the interest has gotten any greater. But if the financial backers are there now and they're trying to put it together, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to absolutely watch it. But I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it. I'm calling bait and switch. I'm calling that they're saying Pacquiao only to hit us with another opponent not named Pacquiao, you know. And I even think I'm going to go as far as saying they're saying Porter, but they're going to hit us with another opponent not named Sean Porter. You know, I just find it difficult, again, to say that your options are Porter and Pacquiao. One guy wants $40 million, the other guy won't take $2 million. I don't know. I don't know that I believe any of this. I don't know that this isn't just an attempt to keep Crawford's name in the media amongst big welterweight names. Keep him, you know, popping. Let's just be real. Your name's linked to Pacquiao. You are what's hot right now. You know, shout out to Barbershop Conversations. Fred did an interview with Bob yesterday. Where he made it clear. He's like, look, you know, Porter's an option, but if Pacquiao is there with that site fee, that is the direction that we're going. If there's somebody in the Middle East that wants to pay all that money, that's the direction that they're going, allegedly. But, like, how long have we been hearing that there's someone in the Middle East that wants to buy this Pacquiao-Crawford fight? It's been a long time, man. Like, how long does it take to make it? Like, at least Eddie tells you, look, we've agreed in principle. Could Bob at least tell us that? Could he say, hey, Pacquiao has agreed in principle as long as, you know, we can come up with X, Y, Z, But, I mean, it's just the same old, same old. Oh, yeah, we're in talks with Pacquiao. We're trying to get Pacquiao. It's like, yo, I'm not falling for this again. You've been saying this shit for, like, realistically 4 years, maybe? How long has been Pacquiao been gone from Top Rank? Ever since he left, they consistently try to link him with anyone on Top Rank, whether that be Loma, whether it be Crawford, whoever they can link Pacquiao to, they attempt to do that. And I'm just not believing it anymore. And I don't think Terrence Crawford fans should believe it anymore. I don't think Bud should believe it anymore. How is Bud still believing, you know, 5 years, 4 years removed from Pacquiao being with Top Rank that he's going to get Pacquiao, man? How is he still falling for this shit? And that's what I don't get. How are we as a boxing community still falling for this, man? Real quick, we're supposed to have another show at 4 o'clock with Bill Haney and Samson Lewicovic. Lewicovic threatening to stop the Linares fight as he feels Javier Fortuna is in position and deserves his mandatory opportunity against the champion, Devin Haney. So if you want to see some fireworks on the next show, join us at 4 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow we'll have Michael Hunter on the show, who reached out and told me that Charles Martin decided not to take the fight with him. So he's in line to get a eliminator with the IBF versus Hrgović. Hrgović was supposed to answer by the 26th, so he still has 3 days left. But Hunter feels like he's heard nothing. So we'll get Hunter on in the future, hopefully mañana, and figure out what exactly is going on and who's going to end up in this eliminator with him. We'll see if Hrgović is ready. Are they ready to take the training wheels off of Hrgović? You know what I mean? See, can we take the training wheels off of Hrgović and let him go in to that eliminator with our good friend, Michael Hunter, you know what I mean? The bounty is out on Hrgović. Will Hrgović answer the call? Will he answer and step up for this fight? That's really something I'm interested to find out in, and we'll talk to Hunter tomorrow. But today, right now, we're talking Terrence Crawford and Manny Pacquiao. This article can be found on BoxingScene.com. It's an interview with Bob Arum, and he's given many, many, many details here on this possible Pacquiao Porter, right? The title is Arum Plans. So he hasn't even begun. He plans to explore Pacquiao Porter for Crawford's next fight. Top Rank CEO Bob Arum, who promotes the WBO champion Terrence Crawford, is going to explore two potential keywords, explore and potential, for his fighter. Former champion Manny Pacquiao and former champion Sean Porter are the names being mentioned by Arum, who wants to secure one of them for Crawford's next fight. Now, should we believe that he wants to secure one of them when he's in the media saying he would only give one of them $1 million? Now, Pacquiao, who's 42 and is a legend in the game, has been out since 2019 July, where he scored one of his biggest wins over then undefeated welterweight one time Thurman, picking up a split decision win in the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Now, that victory gave Pacquiao that WBA we were talking about, the one that he was stripped from, the one that makes no sense if you're going to be fighting Crawford to be stripped. You know, the one that if you were going to be fighting Crawford, you could just tell Mendoza, hey, I'm going to fight Crawford. Don't strip me. This is a big fight, and you're going to be involved because I am the champion in your sanctioning body. But that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case. And he was removed from that super champion position due to inactivity. Now, credit to the WBA not allowing big names to hold up their belts, but at the same time, I question whether Pacquiao ever let them know he was allegedly trying to negotiate with a fight with Terrence Crawford, because that would make it a unification, hence having the WBA understand. They gave plenty of extensions to Eddie Hearn and Anthony Joshua when trying to negotiate with Alexander Povetkin. So I'm sure, you know, Pacquiao could have put in an extension there, asking for more time as he's still in negotiations with, quote unquote, Terrence Crawford, according to Bob Arum. Now, the last time Porter was in action was back in August when he picked up a nice 12-round decision over our very own Sebastian Formella. Bob says that Sean Porter, and I quote, Sean's father, trainer Kenny Porter, came to our office 2 weeks ago to talk about the Crawford-Porter fight. And then, out of nowhere, the idea of a tremendous site fee, possibly of doing Pacquiao Crawford, came up. Obviously, it's more money for Terrence. Terrence would prefer a Pacquiao fight than anyone else, Arum told Fred from Barbershop Conversations. Now, kind of convenient. If you're a Bud detractor, does it sound like an excuse? Yeah, we want Porter, but yo, they're offering us mad money to fight Pacquiao in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, I know you heard this before, but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, you're hearing it again. It's still a possibility. Pacquiao in the Middle East, you know? He did it once with Amir Khan, so it's a possibility. So, you know, I don't know that I believe that. I don't know that I believe that, man. Hard to believe that. You know, the minute we were begging for them to send an offer to Porter, we were begging for Crawford to have that conversation with Porter that they both said they needed to have. And then we interviewed Ken Porter on this show, and we were begging Ken to just call Bob. He did more than that. He did more than just call. He decided to go to the offices and sit down with Bob. Regardless of what he was hearing in the media about $1 million and $2 million offers and not being worth, he still decided to go to Bob's office and sit down with them to try and negotiate. But then all of a sudden, magically, a tremendous site fee appears. And I quote, yeah, we're going to see what happens, and we'll know this week whether Pacquiao Crawford can happen. If it doesn't happen, since Errol Spence clearly doesn't want to fight Crawford, I think Crawford-Porter would be a tremendous fight. Now, hilarious that he changed his tune again. This almost sounds when he told us Porter's nobody, Ugas is more popular. And then when Ugas wins, it's like, nah, who's Ugas? Now, here he is again. Pacquiao's the perfect fight, but hey, we'll fight Porter. That's a tremendous fight. But yesterday I told you he wasn't worth more than $1 million. So again, should we be believing Bob, man, at this point? Should we be believing Bob? But he goes on to say, Crawford wants to fight Spence, but Spence has said loud and clear he doesn't want to fight Crawford, Arum said. I don't recall that, but I guess he is insinuating based off maybe Errol Spence's actions. Maybe that's where he's getting that. So we'll see. I mean, Carlito is a big Wilder detractor and an AJ fan, and he's saying it may be true because they got a site fee for AJ. Meanwhile, that fight hasn't been announced. You know, that's another fight that they've been negotiating that fight now for a year, and no announcement. Every day they're saying we're going to make an announcement next week. Carlito, won't you reply to that? How many times has Eddie himself said announcement coming soon or announcement this week? Hilarious, man. Hey, look, I don't put it past Eddie. He was able to get that Saifi for the Andy Ruiz AJ fight. But I don't know that Pacquiao, Bob, I mean, you know, has Bob been able to get a Saifi in the Middle East? I know Pacquiao did something with our good friend that beat Billy Dib, Amir Khan, you know. But is Bob doing something in the Middle East that we don't know about? You know what I mean? Has he been able to secure any fights out there? I just don't know how you guys allow yourself to be fooled by this, man. You know, it's a little bit crazy to be fooled like this. So Carlito is replying, AJ fought 2 months ago. Stop the fool. Did he fight in Saudi Arabia 2 months ago? I'm sorry. What was the Pulev fight in the Middle East? Somehow that I didn't notice. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm really not getting the connection that you're trying to make between two separate promoters simply because one is linked to another because of an alleged fight that hasn't been called, hasn't been announced, but they've been announcing it forever, right? I mean, how many shows have we done on AJ Fury and it's still not there? Ignorant Boxing says Crawford Pacquiao, April Fools. That's why Bob is saying April, eh? I get you, man. I get you. Listen, that's what he's got to understand. This is where Bob has put himself at, in a position where we're not really believing what he's saying anymore. You know? You know, when you're out here telling Porter you can only get $1 million, you know, we start to question whether he's all there. Whether he's all there. That's just the honest truth. You know, has he lost some marbles? You know, but look, who am I to tell you not to believe that this welterweight fight is going to happen? I mean, Stick Adamus seems to think he's right. You know, he believes he called this many, many moons ago. I don't think it will happen. I think it is the obvious bait and switch. Pacquiao, and then they're gonna slide in a crab and lobster, man. That's what I believe. I believe bait and switch. Carlito, you know, I'm entertaining you, but no, we can't link Bob Arum and Dubai and MTK. No, I can show you a link of Bob Arum denouncing Callahan. I can show you that. I mean, I can show you, you know, quotes of many people denouncing him the minute this shit hit the fan. But I hear you, champ. I hear you. You know, I heard that there was a lot of site fees that were supposed to be handed out, right? What happened? I don't know. What happened, man? Those site fees, why are they taking so long? That's all I'm saying. I thought the biggest fight in boxing was AJ versus Fury. That's what the UK people want us to believe. So why does it take a year to announce? And if that's taking a year, well, then you know Pacquiao Crawford ain't getting announced, man. But in 30 minutes, we'll be doing another show with Samson Lewicovic, who feels like he has a lot to say on this Devin Haney matter. So we're going to be doing another show with Devin Haney's father, Bill, and Samson at 4 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. I want to hear what you guys think. Do you believe there is a site fee coming down the pipe for a big fight between Crawford and Manny Pacquiao? That is the question. That is the question, you know? Can we see this fight happening? Or are we like Carlito, who believes that Daniel Keenahan has enough money for everybody? He's saying Keenahan is linked to Fury. Fury's linked to Bob. So why am I believing, or rather not believing, that this fight can happen? I mean, I hear you. I mean, I just want it to be announced. Hasn't it been a year since they've been saying Fury, AJ, you know, unification, the biggest fight in boxing history. I don't understand. Why does it, if that's the biggest fight in boxing history and it hasn't been announced in a year, I mean, how long is it going to take to announce Pacquiao? That's just my question. How many shows are we going to do on Pacquiao possibly fighting Crawford and never fighting Crawford? I'm wondering when you guys are going to stop believing the bullshit. That's all. But I hear you, man. I hear you. Let's go out to the callers. You know the number to call in, fellas and ladies. Let's do it.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical, experts in electrical vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installations, visit us at El Camino Electrical.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Brandon, Cincinnati, what up? Ripley's, believe it or not, you believe Pacquiao's going to be facing your good friend, Terrence Bud Crawford.
Hey, whole nother time zone. Jump duffel bag with our mind on. Can't play when you here, get your life stole. If you bring it here, then the price broke. Don't jabbing and punching the line long. I drop a pigeon, let 9 go. We slap with the thick glass and white go. This only happens in Ohio.
So what up, Ness? Can you hear me? How I sound? Good, brother.
You're good.
Yeah, when you gonna do Untitled?
Man, I fell asleep last night. So, I mean, my friend Francis said he would be available for today at 5. If that's the case, today at 5. Oh, man. No, this shit didn't just restart on them. Damn, that sucks. But listen, you can always call in 1-425-569-5241. That is the landline, and right now Skype just restarted. So while we wait for that to boot up, you could definitely call in 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time, voice your opinion, let us know what you think about Aram saying Terrence Crawford is and should. Or rather, there are negotiations, talks he's seeking. He's exploring the possibilities of Crawford versus Pacquiao and Crawford versus Showtime, Sean Porter. But yeah, man, just waiting for Skype to restart. And apologies to my Skypers. But we'll get y'all right on in just a bit. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. We're talking Terrence Bud Crawford possibly getting a tremendous site fee from the Middle East so that they can host that Manny Pacquiao versus Terrence Crawford fight. According to Bob Arum, remember, not too long ago, he was saying that Qatar was interested, right? You know? That didn't happen yet. I believe Rada might have been interested. That didn't happen yet. I'm just wondering, man, when is it going to happen? When? We've been here in the Middle East and Pacquiao and site fees for some time now, man. A lot of time. You know? So, just wondering, why do we keep falling for this? Well, not we. You. You Crawford fan. Why do you fall for this, you fanatic? But, Brandon, sorry, brother. We have restarted, man. Hopefully, you're still available for us.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I was saying that I posted a question on Patreon. It's easy for you to always hold Bob accountable, but I never see you hold Al Heyman accountable for all that garbage he gives us on PBC on Fox. And I gave you a list of the garbage he's been giving us for PBC on Fox. But I don't know why you listening to Bob. I agree Bob's full of shit, but these were Pacquiao's words. This $40 million to $10 million, those were stuff I got strictly from Pacquiao. I remember I gave you the article where Pacquiao brought this up.
But this is Bob now on yesterday's interview with Fred saying that, you know, he is exploring Pacquiao and Sean Porter.
But what I'm saying is, whether or not you believe Bob is full of shit, the fact that Pacquiao is the one bringing this up, and he brought it up before Bob brought it up, there's probably some merit to it. Oh, but like I said, if it happens...
I mean, the thing is this. I want to have a conversation here, brother. How could... what the hell... How could he believe that this thing is got some merit when we've been hearing the same rumor for how long now? You know, like, how long have we been hearing maybe Pacquiao Crawford, maybe a sight fee, maybe the Middle East? I just feel like we've been hearing this all our life at this point when it comes to this particular fight. When are we going to get a fight? That's all. When? I don't know. It's strange to me, man. It's strange that we could get all these reports of possible site fees of all these millions and millions of dollars, but we not getting no fight. We not getting no fight. Yeah, we got another show coming up soon at 4 o'clock. We should have Bill Haney and Javier Fortuna's promoter, Samson Lewickovic. It looks like they are definitely not on the same page as we thought. You know, we thought we had a Javier Fortuna fight with Devin. That's not the case. It's looking like the network may not want that. You know, looking like the network may not want that. But yeah, man, I just don't get how we still falling for this. He talking about you blaming Bob. I don't even know where that came from. You know, I mean, compare Bob to PBC for what, really? Like, one dude is one dude and the other is the other, man. You know, I see those guys on PBC, you know, making history, just like I see dudes on ESPN making history. T.O. just unified, you know, and so did Jermell. So I don't know. I don't see how it's any different. You know what I mean? Everybody's doing their thing to their capacity, you know, to their capacity. They definitely have been telling us, you know, Middle East and Qatar and
it's with the crew. I think he in the win
for a long, long time. That's all I'm saying. But let me get to Jonathan Sims here. Talk to me, man.
Hello.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm on deck. All right, cool. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we good, man. We good.
All right. So when it comes to Bob, you know, kind of like Brandon was saying, I don't fully necessarily think everything he says I could take to the bank. But what I try to do is what my mom always said before we would get our whoopings. And she would talk, take what applies. And, you know, when he says stuff, I take what applies and what makes sense. And to me, Bob is a good businessman. So in regards to Sean Porter, I would only pay him 25% since he's flexing his mandatory, whatever that 25% means. And when it comes to Pacquiao, I'm not paying him $40 million if I can get someone else to fund that. That's just the way it goes. So, you know, whether Bob is telling the truth or not, I hope it's true for Bud, but I wouldn't pay the $40 million if I'm Bob, but especially with all the money he lost on Bud.
But I'm doing a show more on how do Bud fans believe it's true. So believe it's true?
That's tough, Ness. That's tough to say because I'm more of a seeing is believing. I don't know. Right now,
network may not want that.
Exactly. So to me, it's like I don't know. Like, is it possible? For sure. But do I believe it? I'm going to just say I'm skeptical, but we're going to just wait and see as the layers pull back what happens.
So you don't believe it?
I mean, I guess you could say that. I mean, I don't think it's fair to make someone commit to a yes or no because there's too much ambiguity going on here. Like, it's very possible.
I mean, everything. It's possible that we can die in a car accident if we go for a drive. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Having people tell you every day, look both ways before crossing the street, you still going to get hit by a car. So all I'm saying is Bob telling us every day that the Middle East is going to put up a site fee. We've been hearing that shit for like at least, no exaggeration, at least 3 years.
We have.
So why is today any different than the last 3 years he's been saying is BS? And then he's talking about a fighter that's not even with him anymore.
I think that there probably has been some conversations with this fighter that hasn't been with him anymore, and it's on the table. So to keep Bud in the loop and the fans, he threw that out there to get a reaction to see how the fans.
Now, that's the one thing I agree with you. To keep Bud. And that's what I'm saying in my title.
Well,
Aram's still fooling Bud. Well, that's what I said in my title. He's still fooling him.
He going to resign anyway.
Now that we can't answer. That's the one we definitely can't answer.
Let's look at Cookie Trail. Why would Bud not resign, especially if he's not worried about the Spence fight? The only reason why he would not resign is because of the Spence fight. Other than that, why wouldn't he? It's guaranteed money.
Nah, it's going to be in a contract he got to sign. If this Pacquiao shit real, you know Bob going to be like, look, you want this Pacquiao fight, you got to resign.
Exactly. He re-signed in the top rank. I don't care what none of y'all say. He re-signed in the top.
That's all assumption, though. That's all. But let me get to some other people before Skype plays us again. JP, heavy-handed J, actually, before I go to you, Francis, you want to jump in? You know what's the conversation?
Yeah, I'm in total agreement with you and with anybody else that's echoing the same sentiments. Yeah, it's kind of crazy for Bob Arum to be out here just, you know what I'm saying, dangling the carrot, so to speak, in front of Terrence Crawford, leading him in the direction that he needs him to go by saying that, you know, Pacquiao fighter's potential. You know, the fact that Kenny Porter took the time out of his day to not only call, but to take himself all the way up to the office to try to make a fight happen, and just to hear that, you know, there's a potential bigger fight with Manny Pacquiao got to be a little bit disappointing. But I guess talks are being had, so it's in the right direction. But he definitely is pulling Terrence Crawford along, and I don't like it.
Yeah, man, I feel like he keep fooling Crawford into thinking he's going to get him this Pacquiao fight, you know what I mean? And Crawford keeps falling for that counterpunch from Brandon.
No, I wanted to get it in before I walked into the gym. Like I said, man, I agree. Bob is full of shit, but kind of add some validity to it because, like I said, he's the one who brought it up. So if it wasn't for Pacquiao giving some merit to it, I would think Bob is just full of shit. But me personally, I would rather have a Sean Porter fight because after Bob beats Pacquiao's ass, you know everybody's going to say, well, he was old, he was coming off of inactivity. Then you will probably say some shit like, well, Keith Thurman softened him up with all those right hands. So Bud owes Keith Thurman some credit for whooping his ass.
I mean, Pacquiao hasn't fought since Keith hit him with all them right hands.
Yeah, that sounds good. Neither is Keith. Fight Porter, man. I want you to fight everybody Earl fight and whoop their ass in better fashion. Earl had a split decision. Go ahead and show the world how easy it can be to beat Sean Porter when you got the right skill
set.
Just
don't take as long as you took to fight Brooke, you know what I'm saying? Try to do it when he's still a young man.
Oh, yeah, you mean when he was coming off 3 wins and only a 7-pound weight loss other than a, you know, ass whooping at the 14-pound loss? That's fine.
Yo, my man said 3 wins. You want to earn some more time? Go ahead and name them. If you name the rest of – you name them 3 wins without box rate, you can stay on the show.
Oh, shit. He beat Rabchenko first. How about the name? Rabchenko. Can I name him? He beat Rabchenko, the guy that Tony Harris stopped. Mm-hmm. What's the name that just fought Jeff Horn?
We can't help you. You gotta answer.
We didn't beat Jeff. You know what the fuck I'm talking about, man.
No box rap.
That's why I don't remember his name. The guy that knocked out Jeff Horn and lost the rematch. You know who I'm talking about. He beat him.
If he was somebody, you'd remember his name. That's the point I'm making.
And somebody, he stopped Jeff Horn, goddammit. I forgot his name. And then he beat the Canadian, Browning or some shit like that. Or, I don't forget the motherfucking name. He beat three people, and he only had to lose 7 pounds. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, hilarious. Hilarious.
Hey,
yo,
he gave it a shot. He got one name right,
Rabchenko, and I don't even know if that was right, you know what I'm saying, but he at least said one.
He gave it a shot.
And that's what I'm saying, though. This is why I put the word fanatic, because this is what's going on. Like, you know, they are forcing us to be more than a fan of the sport. You know, like, we shouldn't have to go this far. Like, he shouldn't have to make that up and say that it was a good fight because Kell Brook fought some dudes he never heard of and wasn't coming off a lot. Like, that's not – come on, man. Like, you know, that's what Crawford and Bob got him doing. He's out here on a boxing show saying that Earl is the one that got the damaged Brook, not Crawford. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's not fair. Come on, guys.
Yo,
you know,
Coach,
don't do that to your fans. Don't force your fans to be out here capping and shit, man, making shit up for you. That's not cool.
Coach Myers with a super chat that said, why would Pac-Man willingly get stripped of his title and fight Bud?
Exactly. That's why I don't believe this. Like, I was saying that.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Wouldn't it make sense for him to keep his belt and have a unification?
Yes.
Question mark.
Yeah, and Francis, I said to myself, if Mendoza hits me up like, yo, we about to strip you for inactivity, why won't I hit him up and be like, no. We negotiated with Terrence Bud Crawford. Unifications trump anything. Give me an extension like you gave Eddie for Povetkin and AJ. Remember that? How many extensions they got?
I'm sure he'll get an extension, man. He a living legend.
Exactly. But why he didn't ask for one? Come on. But you want me to believe that he vacated his title to have one of the toughest fights of his career for one title fight when it could have been a unification with more money? Let's be real. If he's bringing a title to the fight with Crawford, ain't he going to ask for more money? Isn't Crawford going to be willing to take less now because there's also a unification? They ain't just fighting a legend. It's fighting a legend for a unification. And I ain't trying to hear all that bullshit.
Conspiracy theory. Al Heyman said to Pacquiao, just drop the belt, let Earl pick it up, and go fight Terrence. And then we'll beat up after.
I don't even think. Al's one powerful dude, but I don't think he could tell him to drop it and go fight Terrence. I do believe.
Oh, man.
I do believe, just like everyone else who insinuates that Al made sure that belt didn't go nowhere. I feel like that. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like somebody called Mendoza like, yo, listen, man, Pacquiao's been inactive for a while. Don't let that belt fall in the hands of nobody else but us, you know. But again, that's just boxing gossip and fantasies. You know, the reality is, only Bob has been saying Pacquiao gonna get this large site fee from the Middle East for like 3 years, and it still hasn't happened.
With no belt.
No belt.
That means fans don't really care. Like he said, he really don't care about the belt or fighting Errol, because he gonna fight Pacquiao without the belt.
Yeah. Amir didn't have a belt. They made him a belt. They made him like a WBC Middle Eastern belt. I mean, look, when the money's on the table, they gonna take a percentage, man. So they'll make up a belt. I think, let me see if J-Mac. Oh, no. Okay. So looks like we got more
in the house. What up, Moore?
Oh, I didn't even know he jumped on. What's going on? Moore's house.
What's good?
Talk to me, man. What do you think about this, man? Is Aram still fooling Terrence Crawford with these Manny Pacquiao dreams, or is this real? You think it's finally going to happen after years and years of insinuating that Pacquiao Crawford is a possibility? They finally hammered it out.
No, I think it's typical Bob stringing everybody along as usual. I think the fight has a better chance if Bob will get off this whole no pay-per-view in the U.S. right now. I think it has a better chance of happening if they just go pay-per-view, United States, Miami, Texas, wherever it's got to be.
Who paying for
then,
it?
Huh?
Who paying for it? It ain't Bob.
No, I mean, just, he's going to give them both low guarantees and whatever it makes in pay-per-view, it makes.
Uh-oh.
I just don't think it's going to go to the Middle East. I mean, they're already talking about Joshua and Fury over there.
They got enough money to go around. They got enough money to go around. I think it would make more sense for Pacquiao to get that money over there and Terrence to go to the Middle East and get a bigger site fee than in the U.S. trying to get that number off pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes more sense for the fighters. I don't think logically it will happen. I mean, we've seen the Middle East jump out the window a couple times so far. Khan and then Anthony Joshua. I mean, and Ruiz, too.
I'm the ambassador for the Middle East.
Hey, yo, what about the fact that Crawford been wanting to fight, like, title fights, and now Pacquiao ain't got no belt? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
I don't think
when Porter lost his belt, I'm just saying when Earl beat Porter and everybody was like, yo, you should fight Porter. He's like, for what? He ain't got no belt.
Yeah, but they're still talking about Porter now. I think it's all about money now. I mean, if the Spence and Crawford fight ain't going to happen, Spence is going to go for the most money, I believe.
Mm. Let me get to some more of these calls. We got heavy-handed Jay in the building. Long Beach
in the house.
Long Beach in the house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Peace.
Man, what it do?
Chubbyweight champ of the world.
Chubbyweight champion of the world. Longest reigning. B-Hop. Ness, you got to make this thing come to fruition, man. So chubbyweights out there. Well, what my man's Tank supposed to do? What are you going to do? Go fight your 6'5 ass? The man 5'5". Come on, man.
He's trying to get down, man. He under 250 already. He going down.
Man, the man go to 250. He could still be 5'5". But then, his dimensions just don't add up, man. It's tough for that man. You know what I'm saying? But as far as Bob and all that, look, man, this is the guy that invented the phrase, yesterday I was lying, today I'm telling the truth. This thing is going how I want it to go. Just for the shits, just so I can antagonize J-Mac and Brandon in the back call. I said, you know what, while y'all keep discrediting and dismissing every potential opponent that comes Terrence's way and said, oh, he's going to kick his ass anyway. What has that guy done? He don't deserve Terrence. I'd rather just let it go down and then sign up Pee Wee Herman or Jared from Subway for another fight and just listen to the explanations and listen to them validate whatever can they bring out. So I'm here just to listen to these guys validate the next can from the graveyard to get in that ring. That's what I'm here for. That's my call.
All right. And that's my point, man. It's like, yo, at what point as a Crawford fanatic do you look at the mirror and say, bro, they got me defending straight up bullshit. Like, they got me defending bullshit. And because JP is right. It's like, yo, they'll say Porter, oh, why we got to fight Porter? You know, he ain't got no belt no more. He ain't want to fight Crawford, blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, oh, Crab and Lobster, he's good. You know what I'm saying? Jose Benavidez, his leg wasn't bad. Ness, he was good. That's a tall welterweight. It's like, yo, if you're going to cap for the people that he is fighting, try to cap a little bit for the dudes that he might fight just in case they do end up fighting. But
by Joseph Supermax Rodriguez that says, no chubby weight division, capital letters, we got to lose this weight.
He wants you to get knocked out. He like, fuck that. Y'all ain't going to make a division after I had to get knocked out. Everybody getting knocked out. I had to get knocked out, motherfucker.
That's true, guys.
It's the truth. He like, yo, they trying to use me to start the bridge of weights. Hell no. All y'all getting slept. Yo.
Everybody getting slept.
King Boy, you hear me? You hear me?
When you see old Dirty Bastard fall in a position like that, then you know that I'm getting ready to bust your...
Get to it, man. Left Las Vegas in New Mexico. headed to Wisconsin. Yo, that shit that Bob Arum talking, that's all propaganda. That's Nazi propaganda. Nobody feeling that, man. Yo, come on, dog. Like, you, yo, he doing a fake out. Can y'all don't go for it, man. Don't go for it, dog. Don't jump in the river over that shit, man. Everybody be easy on here, man. Let's see what happened. But I know he pump faking. I know that's all propaganda. Come on, man. If Pacquiao was going to fight Crawford, why he got rid of the belt, man? Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? They talking to Saudi Arabia. Them Saudi Arabia for the big boys. You know what I mean? Heavyweight, Wilder, Fury, AJ. It's the big boys, man. That's big boy money, man. Mm. Big bank take little bank. You know what I mean? So that's what's going on right now. So like I said, man, and if shit get real, I'm going to start a lethal injection crew. I'm going to get a couple of brothers, and we take and yo, you're going to see that shit going to be wild, man. Peace.
We got a super chat from Jared Lloyd, who says, the bum lord, a.k.a. garbage man Crawford, is looking for some pedestrian to beat on. He doesn't want real competition. He just want to bum bash. And then we got Supermax saying, Ness, low key right though, but I'm down 30 pounds. Ah, what you know about that?
Ah, talk your talk, Supermax. Talk your talk, Supermax. Yeah, flex on him. Flex on him.
Get your ass in the ring and play, man.
BoxingWords.com.
Hey, Daddy.
Watching
Vegas, man, thing. This is Dollar Tree. Chill. Up here. You got to get your ass thinking, motherfucker. That's how I'm going to watch you. Real TV. All right. So, if you want to know what's up with the WBA and the Manny Pacquiao shit, Agnes, you're going to have to holler at them. Bud ain't got shit to do with that. Bob ain't fooling no Bud. If we last recall, Bud got the upper hand in the contract situation. So, Bud said, no, right. So we can't blame this shit on Bud. I mean, Bob. Now, do I believe Bob? Nah. I don't care for Bob. You know me. I really don't.
Nah, I'm going to let you finish.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really care for Bob, but if Manny Pacquiao going to put it out there also, so it's a possibility. It's a 50-50. I don't give a fuck how they do it. Just motherfucking do it. Now, ask me what you got to ask.
Nah. I'm gonna talk to the guys and shit. I mean, just, it's gonna be longer than the question, you know what I mean? But you struck something. You struck something. So my thing is this, right? He said, "Yo, he ain't fooling Bud because Bud had the upper hand in the contract." That's totally wrong, right? That's totally wrong because what happened was he fooled Bud. So then Bud smartened up and said, okay, Bob, if you don't get me to Pacquiao, you got to give me an extra million. So this is what he is referring to, Lids Low, when he says, oh, he had the upper hand in the contract. No, that was only after failing to produce Pacquiao. So now, again, he thinks Bud had the upper hand because he was given $1 million, and he ended up staying with Tom Frank because he got $1 million because they couldn't get him to fight. Francis, how much would Bud get if he fought Earl?
A percentage of a pay-per-view, man. It can't put a number on it. It'd be a lot.
How much would he get if he fought Pacquiao?
Who, Terrence?
Yeah.
Easy, make upwards of $15 million. Easy.
So why does this man think he, Bud, has the upper hand in the contract where Bob just extended you for $1 million?
Right.
Come on, man. I'm telling you, they don't open their eyes. They don't open it. Yo,
here's $1 million, stick around.
and if he wouldn't have stuck around, he'd have got more. So somehow this man thinks Bud was up on the contract because he got a bill. Bro, how much would they have paid him if he'd have walked and fought someone else? That's what you got to think about. Yeah, he got an extra mil to fight Crab and Lobster, but he also stood there. He was able to get Crawford to say, I'm not going nowhere. I'm giving you another opportunity at trying to get me the Pacquiao fight. And if you don't get me the Pacquiao, you only got to give me $1 million. Come on, man. How much would other promoters give him?
And you took an attack on yourself and your character for it too, as well, with the comments Bob made. You know,
I mean, and that was later though. That came this year or last year-ish. We got about two more callers. Remember, we got the Bill Haney, Samson Lewickovich. So I'm gonna just go to the two of y'all. I can't accept any more counterpunches tonight because we got to start that Devin Haney show. CYP, go.
Yo. I find it funny that you point out everything that you can about Crawford. It don't matter if he stepped on a crack and broke his mama's back. You guys, look at that crack he stepped on. I want to ask y'all something, man. Who's a better mandatory, Cal Velasquez or Yildirim? CYP out.
I mean, aren't they the same, CYP? Anthony Durrell beat Yildirim, and Cal Velasquez lost to Ray Robinson, and Terrence Crawford's own trainer said that. CYP is out because he don't know boxing. Again, proven he don't know boxing. Stick talk boxing, talk to me.
Yo, I told y'all what it was. They going to fight. I don't believe Bob, but Pacquiao won it, so I agree with Brandon on that point. And I thought that whole $1 million thing was he had to give Terrence $1 million if he couldn't make the Spence fight. And along with that, y'all was talking about the double. Why would he get stripped and then go fight Crawford? He got stripped because he was trying bullshit with McGregor and Ryan Garcia that didn't go, and they took that belt from him, and he wants a belt and a payday. That's why I believe the fight is going to happen. It has nothing to do with Bob. All right, y'all, get that Bill Haney shit on.
Let's go.
All right, man.
Yo, we'll be right back after these messages. Peace.
Yeah.